Don't you second guess me, no, no. Confessions of a train wreck. Hello, TGIF, and welcome back to the very last Fast Fire Friday episode of 2020. Time really does fly when you're in a global pandemic. I mean, mentally I'm still in March, but physically we're obviously very much in December. So I wanted to firstly thank every single one of you for sticking by me this year and continuing to support me and listen to the podcast, even when I was an absolute hot mess, and to be honest, an absolute lost mess. This community truly is one of the best things that's ever happened to me, and I cannot imagine my life now without all of you in it. Every single DM slide, message in the Facebook group, and Instagram share honestly mean the absolute world to me, and I cannot wait for you to find out what I have in store for you all next year. So until then, make sure you're following me on Instagram so you can continue to get your train wreck fix until I'm back in your ears next year. And like I said a few weeks ago, please help me get to my goal of 10,000 followers on Instagram so I can swipe up link the newest episodes. That is literally all I've ever wanted. At PhoebeACP, for those of you who don't already follow me, I'll pop the link in the show notes as well so you have no excuses. But anyway, back to the episode. Join me in welcoming Sammy Rose back to the podcast for Fast Fire Friday.
And welcome back to the last Fast Fire Friday of 2020.
Ah, I feel so honoured.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We've got, because we're both nursing hangovers, we're drinking, again, Diet Cordial Apple and Blackcurrant. It is the best.
It's so good. It's so fruity.
It actually tastes like summer. It almost tastes like Ribena.
Ribena?
I love Ribena.
Do you know that Ribena has a sugar-free version?
What?
Yeah.
Do you remember sparkling Ribena?
Yes.
That was like my childhood treat.
That?
I don't know.
I used to drink that all the
time. I've seen like the Ribena concentrate. Sometimes I still have. I haven't bought it for a long time, but the sparkling Ribena, if anyone knows where to get
it.
Yeah,
that was good.
Hit me
I
up.
Did used to drink that a lot.
Mm.
Yum.
Okay, thanks. Last thing you watched on Netflix, Spotify, Stan, Binge, YouTube, or whatever your streaming service of choice.
I'm very behind in the times, but I'm just getting into Suits, and I watched an entire season yesterday.
How many episodes are in a season?
It's like, I don't know, like 12 episodes or something.
Are they half-hour episodes?
The first one was long, but I think the rest were like 40 minutes or something. Yeah. But I had it on for literally the entire day. I was like cleaning the house and stuff all around it. But I was like very hungover the first half of the day. That's totally the only thing distracting me. And I just like let it play all day, organizing the house. And I'm like obsessed. It's so good.
I haven't
good.
Seen Suits.
It's so good.
But I feel like, I feel like people were talking about it like 10 years. Like when I was in my first year of uni, I remember my housemates at the time talking about it.
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
It's really good. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be that into it. It's like law stuff, but it's not. It's so juicy. And it's like, all the characters are
drama.
So good. Yeah, it's really good. Highly recommend.
Well, I can't throw you under the bus for being behind the times because this is very behind the times. Now, I feel like the biggest point of contention in my relationship is we can't agree on anything to watch because we both have very different tastes when it comes to movies and TV. So especially through the Christmas period, I'm a sucker for like The Holiday, Love Actually, all those kind of movies. Which he is not into. He's very much into like action.
Yeah.
So we had to compromise and we do one for one. So I pick one night and he picks one the next night. But I made him a promise last week because I've never seen any of the Diehards. Well, I hadn't until now. So we watched Die Hard 1 because it's four of them.
Yeah.
So we watched Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, and last night we watched Die Hard 3 because I promised Damon that I would watch all four Die Hards before Christmas Day. And then last night I realized, shit, Christmas Day is in like 5 days. We've still only watched two. But I need a couple of days in between because they're very violent. Like, I'm not obsessed with action because I feel like I'm semi, like, autistic. I can't, loud noises and bangs, like, really, like...
Yeah, it's an anxiety thing.
Yeah,
a lot of people are triggered by light or noise.
I can't do it. Yeah. And like we've got a soundbar the other day and it's just so
it's
much louder and it's like, they're actually quite good movies.
Yeah.
I know a lot of boys say that Die Hard are Christmas movies.
Yeah, why is that?
The first two are set...
Around
Christmas. Yeah. I think it's Christmas Eve the first one is, and the second one's an airport around Christmas, but then the third one had absolutely no allusion to Christmas whatsoever, so...
Let them have their tradition.
Let them have their
Can
tradition.
Can I just tell you something, though? I hate Love Actually.
Do you?
I hate it, but I never watched it when it first came out, and the first time I saw it My boyfriend's really into it, actually, weirdly. He was like, what do you mean you've never seen it? So he made me watch it like 2-3 years ago or something. And I was like, I can't get behind this.
Really?
It's not romantic. It's, there's, no, I don't like it.
Well, guess who else has never seen it? Damon. So guess what we're watching tonight? Love Actually.
You'll have to let me know what he thinks of it.
He'll like it. If you bought a dog tomorrow, what breed would you buy?
Oh, stop.
I know this because you really want a dog too.
I really want a dog, but I'm very lucky that my boyfriend has a beagle and beagles are my favourite.
Oh, that's right. So you pretty much have one.
Yeah, exactly. I just like cuddle his dog all the time.
Oh, so
cute. But I don't know. I love all dogs.
Yeah.
I don't really love tiny dogs. They're my least favorite. I like medium-sized dogs.
Yeah.
Do you know what's the cutest dog in the world? Those chow chows. You know, the ones that are like big, fluffy, like teddy bears.
My old boss used to have them.
Can you have them in Australia? I feel like they'd get too hot.
It had a lot of medical problems. She had two, and I think they both died quite young, but it was full on.
Yeah, I love beagles. They're my favorite, so
they're
I'm
very
blessed.
Cute. I would buy an Italian greyhound tomorrow. I think they are the cutest. And they're good apart from dogs, people say, because they're very inactive.
Yeah.
Which really surprised me, because I thought that because people race greyhounds, that they would love to run. But apparently they don't. And that's why they have such horrific anxiety when they come out of these, like, disgusting greyhound things. But my friend Luke from work has two, and they are the cutest. And because he lives near here, we walk them sometimes to the powerhouse, and they're just, I would give them a little, I actually have a name already, like an Italian name picked out, which I'm not going to tell you because everyone will steal it and then buy Italian greyhounds, but I think I'm going to get one.
Really?
Not anytime soon. I'm not ready for the commitment of a dog.
Yeah.
Which is the only thing holding me back because I really want one.
That's a lot. My friend has a whippet, which look kind of similar.
I think they're like the mini ones.
Yeah, they're like slightly smaller, and I think like their hair's a little bit thicker or something. Yeah. So she's really cute.
Variation of. Do you have a song that reminds you of your relationship and why? This is a weird question, but
yeah.
Just go with me on this.
Personal. You know, Wild Thoughts, the song Rihanna. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
That was just, like, it had just came out when we had started, like...
dating.
Yeah, well, we weren't even dating yet. It was, like, that really, like... you know that, like, flirtation stage that's just, like, so sexually charged?
And it is so exciting. And every time their name pops up on your phone, you're like, oh, it's better to me.
Yeah, and so we were, like... going out like for drinks and stuff around that time. It was like his group of friends and my group of friends, and that song just was always playing. And I don't know, like now I always think of him when I hear that song. And it's like, it's not like it's our song, but it's just like memories of like when we first were like obsessed with each other. It's so cute.
That's very similar to mine.
Ooh.
And actually, it's going to sound so cliche and so corny, but it was also number two on my Spotify most played 2020 list. And that is Adore You by Harry Styles. But I have a rhyme and a reason for this. So this is very ironic because before I met Damon, I didn't like Harry Styles. His new album hadn't come out yet.
Oh.
And I didn't like his first solo album. I was like, oh, it's a bit like slow and depressing. And then Damon said to me just after we'd met, he was like, Harry Styles has this new album out and the first song is called Adore You and it's really, really good. And it was Christmas time. It would have been this time last year, like Christmas time. Yes. I was away with my mum. And I was sitting beside the pool with an Aperol Spritz and I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to that song that Damon always talks about. And I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, how am I going to now admit to him that I like this song and I like Harry Styles? Because I was always like, oh my God, yuck, Harry Styles. And now Harry Styles was rife through my Spotify 2020
really?
Most played list because I just went back. Like, I'm obsessed.
I love that. That should be a wedding song.
Are you listening?
I don't think Wild Thoughts can be mine.
It could be like there was acoustic version.
Yeah, there was I think that's why I also think of him. He said, like, there was, who sung it? I can't remember. Someone did an acoustic version of that mixed with that Maria song. What's it called? You know, by Santana.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so it was like a mashup of that acoustic
cool.
that he sent to me like early days. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best song ever. Yeah.
That could be it. Can I think your first? Yeah, make it your first dance song for sure. This is just because I didn't do an episode normally. I normally do a Spotify 2020.
Yeah.
A Spotify most played rap episode, but I didn't do it this year. So the next two questions are going to be related to this playlist.
Okay.
What was your most played song on your Spotify 2020 rap list?
Oh, this is a really depressing one because. So my, like, one of the things that I do when I have anxiety is I have this breathing technique that I use, and I always am like, okay, I'm gonna listen to a really calming song, and my calming song is Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish. I don't know why, it just
love that song. It's and the I best. Did not like Billie Eilish
yeah
whatsoever until again something happened this year, and I was like, oh my god, I think I watched her finally her karaoke on James Corden.
It's the best.
And when she's doing that ukulele she's thing in the so car talented. I was like, holy hell,
yeah, she's amazing.
What? Yeah,
they're such a power team, her and
Phineas.
Yeah, amazing. But yeah, so that's my song that like it just takes me to another place, and I like close my eyes and I picture like being on a beach, and like I have all these cute memories of like just good stuff.
Yeah,
so that's sort of the song that if I'm like really stressed out in the middle of the day, I know I'm really blessed because I work from home and I can just do this, but I'm like, okay, I'm getting out of my office, I'm gonna go into my bedroom like in the dark, play this song, do my breathing techniques, chill out for just like 4 minutes or however long the song goes for, and then I'm just like a new person afterwards. Oh, and that was my number one played song. I'm like, wow, I was really anxious this year.
Oh, I love that.
But it like song. It really helps. Yeah,
is that taking care of your mental health?
Exactly.
Mine is a song that is so old, and I don't even know if anyone would even know this song, but it's called You're Not the One by Sky Ferreira.
I don't know.
She's like a 90s, like, I think she was a heroin addict. Like, she was a full-on, like, rock pop singer.
Okay.
And again, Damon saw my list, and he was like, oh, who's had an effect on your music taste this year? When we were isolated for Easter, we just got super drunk one night and were watching old film clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, what else is there to do when you're in isolation? And he played me that song. You know, sometimes you hear a song and it just hits differently.
Yeah.
And you hear it for the first time and you're like, I don't know what it is about this song, but it's really struck a chord.
Yeah.
And I just remember cueing it when I'd get in, because when I get into the car, I cue songs for however long I'm going to be driving for, because I hate listening to the radio and I hate listening to songs I don't like. And I remember cueing it. You know how you can set it to just loop?
Yeah.
And I just put that song on loop for so long. It is such a good song. Okay, last Spotify question, I promise.
Okay.
What song surprised you the most on your 2020 Wrapped list?
Oh, I don't even remember. Can I pull it up now? You tell us yours while I pull mine up.
Okay, but you have to listen.
Okay.
This is not surprising to anybody, but it is fucking weird. It was the Nicole Scherzinger version. And yes, I'm talking about Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls did a version of Memory from the Cats musical. And it was quite high. It was like number 20. But you know how you get your daily mixes?
Yeah.
I have a daily mix. It's always show tunes because I play a lot of musical theatre. And it was on there for some reason. And I heard it one day and I just got goosebumps. And I was like, Christ, this woman can really, really sing. And like, that song's a very powerful, emotional song. And I just remember driving home from work being like, midnight, like trying to sing like she could.
I didn't know that she did that cover.
I didn't either, but I'll send it to you because it's very, and you like musical theatre too.
Yeah,
so I feel
I
like you would
musicals.
Very much enjoy it.
I feel like none of mine really surprised me, to be honest, because I am a very much like listening to things on repeat. I'll like create a playlist and just listen to the playlist all the time. I feel like probably like my most, well, the one that I surprised myself that I loved so much, I'm not surprised it's on the list, but Love Song by Sarah, how do you say
Bareilles.
That? Yeah. Like I
love that
came
song.
Across that song like randomly probably halfway through the year, and I was like, oh, I haven't heard this in so long.
Yeah.
And then I just remember listening to it on repeat, like, for weeks.
Oh, how
it
good
just
is it?
Such a good vibe.
Remembering an old song.
Yeah.
A similar one I had was Summer Love by Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I heard that song somewhere, maybe at the gym or something at the start of the year. And then I was like, oh my God, I love this song.
Yeah, when you just find an old song that you like used to like and you just haven't heard it for a million years. And that was mine. And I was like, I just forgot this song existed. And it just like, the little like piano bit at the start was like do 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 do, and he just like I was just, like yeah, I was like skipping along with my backpack on, walking to the gym every day, and it was like my little pump up song for like probably a month
so
straight.
Happy.
I was like, where did this come from? Not mad about it.
So fun. I just love that music can have that effect on you. Like it can just alter your mood like that.
Yeah, that's like now it's number one up the top of my Happy Box playlist.
I love that. What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Ooh. I'm really fussy, so I'm not very adventurous.
I'm fussy too, and this was by mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, probably the weirdest thing I ate was actually last year in Europe when we were in Croatia, and our tour manager was like, yep, I'm going to like take you to this place that does this like traditional Croatian dish, and it was goat.
Ew. Yeah. I shouldn't say that because, like,
look, I'm sure a lot of cultures eat it and, like, that's fine, but it's just not something that we're used to. And it was all right.
I apologize. That was a very ignorant thing for you to say.
It was, I didn't like it though. It was not great. It was
an acquired taste.
It was definitely an acquired taste.
Maybe it's also mental too, like, because you knew it was goat. Were you like, this is.
Well, it's like, what's the difference? I eat lamb. Like, lamb is not any less weird than goat, but it's just like, we don't eat it. So I was like, I didn't eat snails in France though. Like, I didn't have any of that, like. Yeah, that was not for me. I was like, I can't do this.
I don't think I could either. But mine was also overseas when I was in Japan. And we went to a restaurant for dinner on New Year's Eve. And it was there was no one in there who was English speaking. And there was no translations on the menu. So we picked, there was like one section of the menu that had pictures. And we picked what looked like a chicken and vegetable, like hot pot kind of thing.
No, what was it?
It came out. And we all had a piece and we were like, this is really gristly and like really like... not flavoursome. It was tripe.
Ah.
Which I think is cow stomach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
no,
nice.
That's not for me.
It wasn't like a really offensive taste. It was just like a...
I think knowing that that's what it is is the bit that doesn't sit right.
Mm-mm.
We're not very adventurous.
No. I'm like the world's fussiest eater.
I'm like, give me a cheeseburger. I'm sorry.
And final question, what is the last thing that made you cry?
Oh, yesterday when Mariah Carey came on the radio and I was like just so emotional thinking about seeing my family for Christmas.
But that's a good happy cry.
I haven't seen them since, like, and I was like, I mean, it's everyone's favorite Christmas song, surely, like, but I just have like such an emotional tie to that song. And I remember last year, like, my sisters and I went driving around on Christmas Eve to see all the Christmas lights in Melbourne because there's some like epic ones. And I was just like thinking about that and like so excited and overwhelmed. And like, it's been just such a massive year and I've really missed my family. Oh my God, I'm going to cry now. But I was just like,
it's a happy cry.
And I was like, when it finished on the radio, I was like, that's it. I'm getting my Spotify out. I'm putting it back on repeat. And I was just listening to Mariah Carey for like probably like 20 minutes straight, just like belting along to it. And I was like, this is just going to be the best week of my life. I'm so excited.
You need to film your reunion with your family because it's going to be so cute.
No, I'm going to try and like really not be on my phone and actually be present with them for once and try and not work. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So that made me cry a lot. It was like, it was a good cry. It was not an ugly cry.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh God, mine was an ugly cry.
Tell me about it.
The other day, you know how Facebook, the only real reason I use Facebook now is to check like meme tags and like videos and stuff like that. And now my whole feed is just videos, which is chill, but it can get you into like a real vortex and you just get stuck going through the suggested videos. So the other day I stumbled across a video and it was like a whole channel. I can't remember what his name was. I should find out. But it was this guy and he just interviews people all around the world with really, really rare genetic disorders.
Oh.
Is it genetic conditions? I'm not sure what the political word is. But there's a couple of people that I'd already known of it because I love that show You Can't Ask That. And there is an episode about people with skin conditions. And I'm just so fascinated by a lot of that stuff. Anyway, I got like so deep into this series and I came across this one boy and he was born kind of, I think he had one eye and he had a lot of, his condition left him with a lot of like facial disfiguration. And he was born in China, and because he had facial disfiguration, his mum left him as a baby on a bridge and he was adopted. I think he went into foster care for a while and then he was adopted by a family in America. And they're interviewing the son and the mother, and he was saying how he'd never experienced or felt love, only abandonment. So he couldn't hug people. He couldn't register emotion. He was just this, I'm going to even cry thinking about it. It was so sad. And he was saying about, he was like registered that his mum left him because he was different and all this stuff. And that his new mum had to teach him about how to express emotions. And so every day at nighttime, the family would sit down and go through all the emotions they felt in the day, being like, I felt really happy when I had my coffee this morning, but then I felt a bit sad and stressed when I got to work and I had a deadline that I couldn't hit, to try and teach him that it's okay to experience different emotions. Yeah. And then at the end, he was like, I really love you, mum. And they were hugging and it was just like,
oh, it gave me goosebumps.
And I was ugly crying so hard that I came into the office because Damon was in here and he thought my mum had died because I was like,
And I couldn't speak. And he was like, what, what? He stood up and he would grab me. He was like, what? You have to tell me. And I was like, this video. And he was like, are you serious? But honestly, I will find that video and put it in the Facebook group or something. Yeah, because it is just it. So beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
And that's it.
Well,
what a way to end. See ya. Don't you second guess
me. Confessions of a Train Wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.